And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Payne with Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. This is episode number 98. You're asking, where was the secret word yesterday, Chris? Guess what? There wasn't one. It was designed that way. Stay tuned for today's. We're talking about wire fraud and why it's a good time to sell your home in the fall. Stay with us.
Welcome to a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Spade at Keller Williams Realty with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I hope you are all having an amazing day. I just wanted to talk to you. Last week was a really busy week for me. We had three closings, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday last week. So there was a lot going on. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, and we've talked about this before, and that is wire fraud. And wire fraud is alive, it's real, and it almost cost one of my clients last week $66,000. So I want to explain to you, I made a video on this so you could actually see. So if you go to my Facebook business page, Chris Spade Real Estate, you can actually see the video of what happened to my client. And I'm going to talk to you about it today so you know what to be on the lookout for. So a couple of things. It all started last week when one of my clients, on the day we were closing, so this was happening on Tuesday, he said, why is it I have to wire an extra $66,000 to close my escrow? Now, I had just, maybe 2 hours before that, messaged him to tell him that the loan was funded and that we were set up to record. So what that means when a loan is funded, it means that the buyer has brought in all their money to close, their 20%, 5%, whatever the percentage was. In this case, it was 30% that he had already wired and brought in, so that was already there. And the lender funded the loan, which means the lender sent the wire to the escrow company and title company, letting them know that it's funded. Once title checks all the documents, then they set it up and release it to record. And so all the money was there. There was no need to wire a penny more into the escrow. And so he calls me and asks, why is it I have to wire an extra $66,000 to the escrow company? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, well, you sent me an email. And I said, I did? He said, yeah, you forwarded it to me from the escrow company. So I said, you know what, send me that email because I'm looking through my email. It was very possible I forwarded him something. But generally when I see stuff like that, I always have questions about it. So I kind of had some sort of suspicious feeling. So he emails me, and right away, one of the things that I did was I looked at my email address that came on the email that he received, and it was completely wrong. My email address is cmspade@gmail.com. This came like it was from me, but it was from admin@realestatesrealtors.com. Okay, so that's the first sign, is if your agent sends you an email that is not the email address they've been sending it from. And so even when I had an assistant, my assistant would go into my email and respond to emails from me. He had his own email address, but there were times where he checked my email. If it was little stuff that he could take care of very easily, if it was stuff I needed to have flagged, he would flag it. But something like this would have definitely caused a red flag. So obviously I had the wrong email address, which was wrong. The second thing was, is it said it came from someone named Victoria Gulger. Well, Victoria Gulger was never our escrow officer. She was never the escrow assistant. She was never the junior escrow officer. So this is the new thing that we were getting from this person. Two things about this. One, her email signature was designed to look like the original escrow company with a couple of exceptions. One, it took off all their social media accounts. So, you know, when you can put your social media accounts inside an email signature, it'll definitely go to your social media accounts. Those were all missing. The logo was still there. However, Underneath the logo was a wire fraud advisory that came in on every single email from the escrow officer and from the escrow, the junior escrow officer. So those things were missing. And so you have to really look at something like that. But this is the other thing, and this is how they really get sneaky and they try to trick you. So what the email address was Victoria. Now, New Venture Escrow was our escrow company. This can happen with any escrow company, by the way. It just so happened that it happened with these people, and it's terrible. They're a good escrow company. So I'm not saying that they're, you know, that it's their fault this happened. There are just people out there lurking on the dark web that are looking for victims stupid enough to do this. And trust me, they are taking advantage of you, so you have to be sure. So what it said was, Victoria at New Venture Escrow, E-S-C-R-O, and then instead of a W, they put a double V. So it said, New Venture Escrow, escrowvv.com. And so that's the other thing you want to look out for. If there's a double V at the end of anything, because most escrow companies are whatever escrow company, Oakwood Metro Escrow, it's going to be A-plus escrow, you know, so it's going to end in the word escrow 9 times out of 10. And so you want to look out for that double V. That's really important, because once I saw that right away, I knew. Well, first of all, I knew when the email address came from an email account that I don't even own, and then this, New Venture Escrow. Then you look at the logo at the bottom in the email signature. Is this somebody, A, that we've been working with in the escrow company? And B, look at the logo at the bottom once you did that. Now, the other thing was, the email was copied and pasted. And you can tell because his name, my client's name, was in a different font from the rest of the email. So that's the other red flag. So here we've got 4 red flags now. My email address, the escrow company's email address, we've got the fonts are different, and the logo on the bottom of the email are different. So there's 4 red flags right there that are telling you not to do this. So anyway, you need to double check all this stuff. Call the escrow company. Now, here's a piece of advice I always give people. When you're getting your wiring instructions, make sure that you physically go to the escrow company and have them hand you the wiring instructions. That is the best way to prevent the fraud. That way, you know with 100% certainty that the money is going to where it needs to go, because the escrow officer is going to hand you those wiring instructions and you don't have anything to worry about in that case. So there are 4 red flags that you can look out for every time. So if you are coming to your closing day and someone's saying, hey, I need an extra $66,000, even if it's an extra $1,000, I want you to question it. I want you to question everything, because this could have cost my client an extra $66,000. If you want to see the exact example of the email, I made a video. It's on my Facebook page at Chris Spade Real Estate. And so you can check it out there so you can actually see what they did in the examples that I used. And welcome back. It's been a while since I used the doorbell, but I've got more to say today. So I wanted to talk to you for a second about home buying during the fall and as we creep into the winter, because some people think that, you know, it's going to die down. It's going to kind of quell right now as we head into the fourth quarter. And that's just not really the case. We're going to talk about now why it's really a good idea to sell your home in the fall. So let's, you know, the peak is definitely during the spring and the summer. However, going against the trend and listing your home in the fall can have some absolutely real benefits. First and foremost, more buyers are serious, because during the spring and summer, many buyers are more cautious than committed, and buyers in the fall tend to be more serious. That's because many have been searching throughout the summer and haven't found their perfect home yet. So what does that mean? The buyers that are lacking in numbers, they're more actually dedicated to purchase a home at that time. And that also holds true to the winter. There is less competition. It's no secret that most homes are listed during the spring and summer. However, those homes that aren't sold by the end of the summer are often delisted. Otherwise, they start to draw less interest because of the time they've spent on the market. That's why if you listed in the fall, you can have the benefit of standing out as well as facing less competition than during the hotter seasons. Now, everybody thinks it's such a great time to list your home in the spring and the fall. Yes, there are more buyers out there. Yes, you'll probably sell your house. But if you really want less competition, fall and winter are where it's at. It's easier to move up if you're looking to buy a new home as well as sell your current home. Then the fall offers perhaps the best opportunity. You'll enter a market with confidence without stress, or a lot less stress. While many sellers who have been unsuccessful in selling their home during the summer, they'll be more eager to sell in the fall, in the winter. And remember, there's a lot of people who have to close by the end of the year. And as we are approaching, we are rapidly approaching the end of the year. So that means people are getting more serious. If you have questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call at 619-818-2992 or get me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Also, if you are an entrepreneur and would love to get on this podcast, please let me know. I'd love to interview you and talk to you a little bit about your business. 619-818-2992. Now, the secret word of the day. Yesterday, some of you reached out to me and said, "Hey, Chris, you didn't have a secret word." That was designed that way because I wanted to see if you were actually paying attention. So we are on episode number 98, two more episodes to get to episode number 100. So today's secret word, if you are in it for the $100 Amazon gift card, which I know some of you are, here's the rules. You have to go like my Facebook page, Chris Spade Real Estate, and you have to take all the secret words from episode 90 to 100 and then post them in the Facebook comments on day 100 under episode 100. So for yesterday's episode, you're not going to have a secret word. So you're going to make it up or do whatever you want. I don't care. Or just say you didn't have one, you bonehead. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. Doesn't matter to me, but it was specifically designed that way because I wanted to see if some of you were actually paying attention. So today's secret word, dun 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 dun, is fall. F-A-L-L. That is today's secret word. So please put that in the Facebook comments. If you have any questions whatsoever, please let me know because I'd love to turn your questions into a podcast. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.